The new Primary Children's and Families Cancer Research Center will be a 220,000-square-foot expansion of the Huntsman Cancer Institute and double its research capacity. Mary Beckerly is the director of HCI. She says the new research center will make significant strides in battling a number of different children's cancers.
This work is truly only possible here in Utah. It is work that can be done here, and it is work that will have global impact.
The majority of the $105 million expansion will be financed by the Huntsman Cancer Foundation, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Intermountain Healthcare, and the state of Utah. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman hopes the new facility will lead the world in battling cancers that affect youth.
Childhood cancers have a substantial heritable component. We're finding that out with each passing day. And what we will learn here will inform our future about how cancer is detected and treated, with implications for saving lives around the world.
John Huntsman Sr. has been the driving force behind the Huntsman Cancer Institute since he created it in 1999. A cancer survivor himself, he shared an emotional story about a girl he befriended named Becky Bear. She wanted to go to Disney World, so Mr. Huntsman arranged the trip. He talked about how their friendship helped him cope with his own cancer.
When I spent 11 days in the hospital with the first of my four cancers, little Becky came to visit me, brought me great inspiration. And a few years later, she passed away from children's cancer. I think I see her in the back of this gathering saying, "Right on, keep going, we need you."
Many lawmakers and religious leaders were present at the groundbreaking, including Governor Gary Herbert, Senator Orrin Hatch, Bishop John Wester of the Salt Lake Catholic Diocese, and Elder M. Russell Ballard from the LDS Church. The new facility is expected to be completed in 2017. Terry Gilday, KUER News.